We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, I want to talk about something. There's a little bit interesting things going on with the Indianapolis Colts in the draft. Could we see a Colts trade-up opportunity? We're going to talk about that here shortly, but first, guys, wanted to say that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit the Prize Picks app today, and when you sign up, make sure to use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. That's prizepicks.com or the Prize Picks apps today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Guys, there is a interesting little tidbit going on here. Peter Schrager's been going on a lot of shows recently and has been doing a lot of mock draft work lately. And the main one that's been going on here is Peter Schrager has been bringing the Indianapolis Colts name up a lot in these mock drafts. And the reason for that, he keeps talking about trade up opportunities for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, obviously, Peter Schrager has his own understanding of what the Indianapolis Colts are doing. He is not in on what the Colts are doing and whatnot. But he has been going on a lot of places and saying a lot of things about how the Indianapolis Colts could trade up. In his own mock draft 1.0, where he did the top 10, he actually had the Indianapolis Colts trading up to number 9 to be able to snag Malik Nabers with that pick. Now, the way he was able to make that work is he had the Giants taking J.J. McCarthy at 4. The only problem with that is I don't believe that the New York Giants are actually going to, you know, take another quarterback. We just heard their GM say that they have extreme confidence in Daniel Jones to be the quarterback of the future for this team. So I don't think that we're going to see something there, but we could see a lot of different things happen with these different picks, especially if somebody wanted to trade up to number 4 or number 5 to be able to get another quarterback that could still open up a lot of opportunities for Indianapolis. Here where he had Marvin Harrison going to the Chargers and then Rome Odunze going to the Cardinals. So they took Odunze over Malik Nabers. And then he had the Tennessee Titans taking Joe Alt, which I think they will do, and then Dallas Turner going to the Falcons. So there you had yourself in a situation where Malik Nabers and Brock Bowers are still available as big weapons in those final few picks. And Indy could trade with the Chicago Bears. That is definitely something he talked about. So he also went on Pat McAfee's show today and said, if the Cardinals stay at 4, I'm told that Marvin Harrison is the pick, but they could move out. I think there's a chance the Colts move up for Harrison, Nabers, or Odunze. So that's, again, one of those things where he keeps suggesting the idea that the Indianapolis Colts have this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Synopsis of ideas to be able to move up in the draft. And I'll tell you, listen, I know for a lot of people that that's a hard concept to wrap their heads around, but there definitely is situations where I feel Indianapolis could go and make a situation like that happen, because if the Colts are very serious about getting offensive weaponry in this draft, I totally get it. There's plenty of wide receivers in the second round, no doubt about it. But there are those top three wide receivers, or Brock Bowers, could mean the difference between a lot of things, guys. Honestly, I know that Brian Thomas Jr. at 15, very appealing. Trading back for Xavier Worthy, very appealing. Getting a guy like Xavier Leggett or Troy Franklin or something like that in the second round, very appealing. I'm just saying, though, those kinds of options, at least the guys that are in the late first or the early second, are not built the same way as the guys that are early up in this draft. They really aren't. And we've talked about it for a while. I know the Colts have their number one right now, but there's never an issue with getting too many weapons for this team. And a team that needs it right now to be able to pair with Anthony Richardson. Because we saw the Indianapolis Colts have basically just brought back most of their guys. We have a feeling that they're going to continue to get some secondary depth in this draft class. We have a feeling that they might potentially still get safety help in free agency. There's still the opportunity for that. We talked about just yesterday how the Indianapolis Colts, with that new contract that they gave DeForest Buckner, how it opened up all this different cap for the Indianapolis Colts this year. They're currently sitting with $25, $26 million in cap. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. what I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football, and tennis, and baseball, and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Now, if they trade up in the first round, as I kind of alluded to in another video that got posted, it's one of those situations where the Indianapolis Colts would have to pay more money if they trade up into the top 10 to get a player. So the player that they would select at 15 versus the player if they traded up it somewhere between 6 and 10 would not cost the same. That player that if they traded up into the top 10, they'd have to give a few more million to. So that's ultimately going to cost them more money, especially early on. So you're going to need to be able to have a little bit more wiggle room with your draft capital that you're trying to give for your incoming rookie class. Now, that could have been one reason behind all this. And again, we also all talked about it, how the Indianapolis Colts probably are still looking to make some moves after the draft in free agency, because there's still people out there that are going to make this team better if you brought them in. But looking again at the situation, right now, it wouldn't be so crazy to me to think that the Indianapolis Colts could actually go out and trade up into the top 10 if there is a player that falls, okay? I know most of us know who those players are, right? We know that the top three players are going to be quarterbacks. Now, is there another team that's in the teens right now that needs a quarterback that trades up at number 4 for Arizona or trades up at number 5 for the Los Angeles Chargers, right? Because maybe the Cardinals don't get a great deal. Maybe they choose to go Marvin Harrison Jr. there. Maybe a team like the Chargers, maybe they trade back with Minnesota or the Broncos or something like that to go and get the quarterback of the future for their teams, right? And then that drops them back. If you drop back the Chargers at 5 or the Giants at 6, two teams that most people presume are probably going to take offensive weapons, and you trade them back, you get them back past 10, right? And you get that number 4 pick, you get that number 5 pick or that number 6 pick out of there, that leaves that opportunity open for one of those wide receivers and still Brock Bowers. And then you know that not all the wide receivers are going to be gone. Most likely, Joe Alt is going to Tennessee, most likely. The Falcons don't need offensive weaponry. They have a lot more issues they need to have on there. And most presume that the top defensive player is going to go to Atlanta. So it is an interesting situation if Indianapolis wanted to trade number 9 with Chicago, potentially, or you could even talk about trading up with New York, with the New York Jets, that there's a lot of opportunity there for you to jump someone to go and get a player that you otherwise know you couldn't wait until 15 to get, and that you feel could really make a huge difference, and giving up a little bit of draft capital is not going to be the end of the world for you. If you have to trade up to number 8 or number 9, okay, It might, I don't know if it would cost you a first rounder. Might cost you a couple seconds, maybe a third, you know, something like that, maybe. But Indianapolis, if you're sitting there and you're saying that this is what separates you from getting a blue-collar elite player.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Indy should try to do it. And it's starting to make me wonder if somebody feels that Indianapolis is going to actually do that. Again, Peter Schrager seems to think so, that the Indianapolis Colts are looking to trade up. So what do you guys think? Do you think that the Indianapolis Colts are actually going to potentially trade up for a player in this draft? I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts, but that's going to do it for this one, guys. Let me know your thoughts on this. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.